This is a podcast from Rover.
Gen Zs are a snowflake generation who are so offended by every little thing. If God, I missed PlayStation 7 and that dude.
My friend's dad was on it one time and we all lost our minds. Someone said my surname was William Crap. My girlfriend, Ruth Onion.
The Edge Afternoons.
Sharon and Steph with Sean.
Is about to start.
In 3, 2, 1.
Welcome along to the show. Know my heart of my good morning, good evening, good night.
Gee whiz, you really covered off a lot of bases there.
Yeah, I don't know who's listening internationally. We have a lot of listeners in Japan.
On the
People
Rover
don't
app.
Realize that. Yeah, the Rover app. Yeah, very, very
Rover
popular in Japan.
To 3343 if you want to switch over and not listen on your FM device.
And mushy mushy to you.
What does that mean?
That's what you say when you answer the phone in Japanese.
I did not realize that.
Yeah.
You know, you would have said mushy mushy to me, I would have thought mushy monsters. So, there
okay.
you go.
Hey, what are those? Little fluffy things at the supermarket.
What?
Doesn't matter.
It's a game.
Sure. On the show today, your chance to win up to $1,000 after four. Your chance to win tickets to Snow Machine with either Yaz or I putting ice cubes in our underpants.
That's
still don't
a lot
know
of
how
fun.
That got past HR.
Sharon and Steph
with Sean.
The Edge Afternoons.
Sorry, I got caught up in all these texts.
We
yeah,
had
about this, but I did not realize
so
the song
many
was ending.
Come through.
This is crazy. We're doing a topic right now on Yaz wanting her boyfriend, who they've kind of just started dating, to take her last name eventually.
No,
that's where it came from.
Look,
to be
anyone
honest.
Like who I end up marrying, hopefully it is my boyfriend. I think he's pretty cool. I really would love him to take my last name. Not really for any specific reason. Like, obviously, I love my family. But just because, why not? Like, honestly, why not? Do it for the plot kind of vibe.
And that's how you're going to sell it to him?
Yeah. We've got some great texts come through on this, though. Someone said, my surname was William Crap. My girlfriend, Ruth Onion, we took her surname because we thought the kids would get teased less with Onion.
To be fair, between
both
a rock and a hard place.
Going crazy,
there, guys.
Eh?
That might be worth creating a new one.
Someone's also texted through, my fiancé and I have literally put our wedding on hold because we cannot come to an agreement with our last names. That
wow,
is a lot of beef.
That is...
Oh my gosh, this one is so good. Okay, wait. Okay. My dad took his wife's name, then left her, and remarried and gave his new wife his ex-wife's last name. That is some unhinged behaviour. I swear to God. Should we go to the calls?
Yeah, let's go to the phones.
Lauren, hello. How you going?
Good, thank you.
So you hyphenated your name and your husband's last name?
Yes, yeah, I did. Well, we did.
What was the reason behind that?
I've just always wanted to keep my last name as I'm, you know, pretty proud of it. And I asked him and, yeah, he totally agreed with it. And, yeah, he hyphenated it.
What are your two names, Lauren, and what are they now?
So it's Lauren Thomas Welsh, my last name being Welsh and his last name being Thomas.
Oh, you got the last one. Nice.
Yeah, that's quite good, though, because
yeah,
they're shorter.
I know, right?
Shorter two
yeah,
syllables.
Yeah, yeah.
See, if you've got, like, a multi-syllable last name, like, it's Mortensen, and then the other person's, like, Pettigrew. You don't want to go, Yaz Mortensen Pettigrew.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
We've also got Justine from Whangarei. Hello, Justine.
Hi.
You think your husband would definitely take your last name?
Yes, I do. Yep. 100%.
Have you asked him that, Justine, or are you just calling and going, I think he would?
No, we've actively discussed it. So it's either going to be him fully taking my last name or making up an entirely new one. But we are like 90% down on him taking mine.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's wrong with his last name?
There's nothing wrong with his last name. So his father isn't in his life and him and his sister don't share the same last name. So he does not have any affinity to his last name, but I'm really close with my dad, and I'm one of three daughters. So he would like to honour my father in this scenario instead of his lack of father.
That actually
beautiful.
Makes a lot of sense, and I think that's actually really
yeah.
that's really sweet.
Yeah, it is very sweet. My dad really likes the idea too.
Oh, I just love that so much. That is such a king move from him.
I reckon it is.
Thanks so much for calling up, Justine.
No worries, then. Have a good day.
Okay, so have we come to a conclusion on this one? Yes, it is okay to take a woman's last name.
Well, it's 2024. Of course it's okay. I don't think that was ever in the question. There are a couple of texts that are a bit frustrating on the text machine, like people saying about like tradition and how it's going against tradition, and it's like emasculating and stuff. Don't let it be emasculating. It's not an emasculating thing.
I think you should go completely against tradition, and you and your boyfriend should get a civil union.
Well, yeah, totally. I mean, that's like if you don't want to conform to the ideologies of marriage.
Can you do that? Can two straight people get a civil union?
I'm actually not sure, but I would totally be open to
it. Lock it up. He can take your last name, get a civil union.
Beautiful.
Amazing.
Wrapped in a bow.
Sharon and Steph with Sean. The Edge Afternoons.
Sean's Hot Topic.
This is where we throw out a statement or a topic.
Where we? I believe it said Sean's Hot Topic, Sean.
We. Well, I'll throw it out then.
Go on.
And then we all go around the room and you chime in as well, 3343. We could get you on if you've got a good opinion. On the hot topic, today's hot topic, are Gen Zs too sensitive?
Which is awkward. Are you a Gen Z, Sean?
I am on the cusp.
Oh, you're
of
a millennial
to Gen Z, but I am technically a millennial. I think producer Aaron's a year older than me. He's also a millennial.
I am, yeah.
And producer Clara, you'd be a Gen Z, wouldn't you?
I am a Gen Z. Right.
Yeah,
just.
Baby!
So two Gen Zs, two cusping millennials.
Ooh, the fact that you're saying that, it just makes you even more millennial. Who says cusping?
Are Gen Zs too sensitive? I'd love to start.
Okay, go for it.
Based on your reaction, not 10 minutes ago when I suggested this as a topic and how offended you were by even the suggestion that you're too sensitive, played right into the fact that Gen Zs are a snowflake generation.
Oi!
Who are so offended by every little thing. You guys are so offended, you're offended on behalf of other people. You guys will like go on another person's comment section and be like, I can't believe you said this about them.
Okay.
It's like, dude,
okay,
it's not about you.
No, I
get
that.
You can't be offended on the behalf of somebody else.
Yes, you
definitely
can. You most definitely can. I mean, I do think I've been sitting here and have a bit of self-reflection, and sometimes we probably can push it out a little bit too far. But I believe when social change is happening, there's a pendulum, all right? And that pendulum has to swing one way for it then to return to a nice equilibrium, right? And I just think that Gen Z is that equilibrium bouncing one way so that we can have some social change. And we are the forefront of that. Period, Queen. You tell them.
Valid point. All right, let's go to the producers. Producer Aaron, I'm interested to hear your thoughts.
I'm not going to lie, I could not follow anything that Yaz just said. All I heard was pendulum going back and forth. But I would argue that probably millennials are more sensitive because we're the generation of social media, and that's where a lot of people, you know, there's been a lot of keyboard warriors and a lot of people getting very sensitive about things. And I think even like early cancel culture was a millennial thing, and you could argue in some cases that's people being too sensitive.
So you think millennials are too sensitive?
I would say more sensitive than Gen Z.
I think we're all too sensitive, and that's why we need to get bullying back into schools.
No, absolutely not.
Get
what
it
do
back
you think,
into
Clara?
Schools.
Okay, I think it's definitely a hard one. As a Gen Z, I respect the fact that we as a generation are not putting up with SHIT. Can I say that?
Yeah, yep. Absolutely, we aren't.
See, once again, too afraid of being cancelled.
Yes, exactly.
Won't say shit on primetime radio.
I am actually breaking a sweat doing this now. But yeah, definitely there are time and place when we probably could maybe rein it in slightly.
Yeah, because then people don't take us as seriously because it's like every little thing you're going to go off at. And I do get that. Thank you, Miles. Let's get Miles on. He says, grow up, yes. No, because then it wouldn't make me a Gen Z. It would make me a millennial, Miles. So thank you
yeah,
for that.
Yeah, that would be against the point of the conversation there, Miles. Hey, well, thanks for your opinion, yes. Appreciate it. Thank you for that, Aaron and producer Clara. That was today's hot topic. Let us know what you think. 3343 as well.
The Edge Afternoons Podcast.
I bought a scratchy over the weekend. Okay, a scratchy to win a trip to Fiji.
Yep.
I saw it. I was at the supermarket. I don't often buy scratchies, but I saw them, and they're very enticing. They are.
Mm.
They're so colourful.
You did win, Sean, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Well, you won, and then you went back for more.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I won $20. But I didn't want $20. I wanted the trip to Fiji. So when I went back to the supermarket, they're like, do you want $20? And I said, no, give me four of those scratchies.
And I'm that's how they get you.
I'm triple my chances. And then lost it all.
Yeah.
All right.
You could have walked out off with $20. Big win from you.
Could have. Should have, would have.
Regrets.
My question is, you know, you hear about people winning lotto all the time. But when you go to the scratchy counter at a Foursquare or at a supermarket, there are like 20 different scratchies to choose from. And they all have amazing prizes. Like this is 10 trips to Fiji.
I know, the odds seem like they're in your favour, right?
Yeah, one of them said five cars to be won. One of them said five lots of 250 grand. And I was like, if there were really five lots of it, who are these people who are winning them and where are they and why aren't they me?
No, it actually is a serious thing. Like, I always just bypass. I look over and I'm like, oh, I'm never going to win a car.
Mm.
But maybe a scratchy is the way to go. Has anyone ever won something? See, Tessa has texted through on 3343. She said, I won $500. That feels pretty major. Tessa, that's pretty good. Not quite a car, I will say.
No, I believe that that happens. But, like, the jackpots, when they say there are 10 cars to be won, are all 10 cars actually being won?
Okay, the only way we can truly find out if this is a thing is if we actually call one of the places. What's, like, the best place with the highest chance to win in New Zealand? Pukekohe? Right.
I've just done a Google. Yeah, there's a few of them. Winning Pukekohe, one in Hastings. Oh, this one's in my hometown of Tauranga. Should we call the Greater Lotto store?
Let's go.
Okay. Let's get to the bottom of this.
Hi, Greater Lotto. Belinda speaking.
Hello, Belinda. How are you going?
I'm good.
I was just wondering, when the last time someone won big on a scratchy was? Like, I'm talking Fiji trip.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. Oh, I don't know when the last... Do you want me to see how many are left?
No, sorry. This is Sean and Yaz from the Edge radio station here, and I bought four scratches over the weekend for a $25,000 trip to Fiji, and I was just wondering, does anyone ever win these jackpot prizes, like the massive prize? How have you seen many people in your time working there actually win these massive prizes off a scratchy?
Yeah. We've sold a few major prizes. We've never sold one of the trips or anything.
What was the last one that you had?
We had an instant Kiwi winner. 2019. It was a $20,000 one,
20,
that one.
$20,000, wow. Have you, like, people win the cars? Yeah. Have you ever given away a car with a scratchy?
We've given away a Mini. We've given away a boat and a trailer. Yeah.
How does that even work? Like, does the Mini have to drive to your dairy, or do they get that separately?
Oh, they don't have to take it. Most of them take the Mini.
Oh, so it's like the mini or the
So you can choose to take the Mini value.
I'd take the Mini.
Or you can choose to take the item.
You would not take the Mini.
Yeah.
Nah, probably wouldn't.
Because you'd lose value on it instantly. Yeah. Cash is the way to go, am I right?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Belinda. I appreciate you, and you have a great rest of your day.
Bye.
And
you've convinced me to keep buying scratchies. I'll be there in
good
10.
Man. Yeah, right. Okay.
See ya.
In 10.
I reckon this is it. It's the way in. It's the way
she was
get
alive, I really like her. And we've just got some texts through on 3343. Apparently, George's auntie won $1 million on a scratchy.
Really? $1 million on a scratchy?
Oh, someone said they won $20 million. $20 million on a scratchy.
On an online scratchy.
That doesn't count. How do you scratch online?
Yeah, no. Producer Aaron's saying that's 20,000. Yeah, it's not 20 million. Oh.
Sharon and Steph with Sean. The Edge Afternoons.
It's that time of the day. The time to get your news. Brought to you by...
That feeling when you change lane on a motorway without hitting any of the cat's eyes. Oh,
and presented by...
your mum's new lover.
Ooh.
It's the Edge Top 3.
Do you ever feel that? You're like changing lanes on a motorway and you just miss all the cat's eyes and you're like,
here's
oh, that was so smooth.
I didn't think that's where you were going with that. I thought you were saying that feeling when you change lanes and you don't hit any cars.
Oh, you don't hit any cars.
Yeah.
It equally is a good feeling, yeah. But hopefully more regular.
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally.
What one.
Go for it.
One.
Sean, stop looking at me and go for it.
The world's first AI beauty pageant will take place next month with completely fake models. The World AI Creator Awards will see computer-created models judged on their beauty, technicalities, and social media clout.
You know what this is giving me? This is giving me you're making your own sim and you're putting it into a beauty pageant. You know how you'd like make the prettiest sim you can?
No, I didn't really play Sims, but I can understand the logic of it.
I would do that. I'd be like, I'm going to make what I look like as a Sim, and then I'd make it like really beautiful, and then everyone would be like, that's not what you look like, you ugly bitch.
Well, yeah, kind of. There's $20,000 to be won by the person who creates the best. Apparently, there are around 10,000 AI models on social media right now.
That's so creepy.
Yeah, they'll reply to people's messages and everything. It's a whole thing.
Oh, don't like that.
Two.
Hundreds of pounds of cooked pasta has been dumped on a walkway in Old Bridge, New Jersey, consisting mostly of spaghetti and macaroni, with the origins remaining a complete mystery. While the city council have worked diligently to clean up the pasta, the local Facebook groups are rife with puns, with one local calling it Mission Impastable. Another joked the perpetrators should be sent to the state penitentiary. And a final member mentioned the lead suspect is a guy named El Dente. Classic comedy.
three.
What a waste of pasta, though.
Yeah, no one knows how it got there. Hundreds of pounds of it.
Like, I would love some of that pasta.
The photo is amazing. It's like, how did they actually cook that much?
Wait, can I see? How do I get it? What do I search?
No, I'll send it to you.
Okay.
Should we set a bounce back?
Yeah, if pasta. You text pasta to 3343, I'll plug it to you as well.
Right.
Three.
A dad of four has found a niche lane as an online influencer taking photos of bins in his local area and rating them. Binfluencer Andy Bailey has taken pictures of almost 100 bins, in which he gives them a rating out of 25. He scores them on five categories: personality, pristine, placement, popularity, and performance. And he said that while the buildings in his area get developed all the time, bins are often left for decades.
That is niche.
I know.
That is so niche. But I kind of feel like I would chuck it in a follow.
You know what? I wanted to do a similar thing where I review, like a TikTok series where I review club bathrooms.
Oh, God.
At like bars and nightclubs and just review them out of 10, because some of them are like really good and some of them are terrible.
Also, I feel like people would be like, oh, I feel like I've been there before, but I can't remember. So it would be like a good thing being like, ooh, feels familiar.
Sharon and Steph with Sean. The Edge Afternoons.
Came about from us talking about mundane jobs that most of us have, you know, to be honest. Our job doesn't sound that interesting when we say it out loud. And the creative ways you'll spin your job description when describing it to someone at a bar or on a first date to make yourself seem not only more interesting, but more professional and richer than you actually are.
Yeah. For instance, a DoorDash driver saying, I travel for work. Exactly. And then just leaving it a bit aloof. You know what I mean? Yeah, I travel for work to your house to drop off your pizza.
Yeah. Or an Uber driver being like, I operate heavy machinery to transport natural organisms.
Perfect.
Instantly makes you sound like you're a biologist of some kind. You simply are not.
And also, it's kind of crack up when they find out that, like, you know, what you actually do. We have Shania here from Christchurch. Hey, Shania.
G'day, how are you?
Very good. Now, what do you do for work? And we will try and come up with something that's, you know, a bit of a zestier way to do it, I guess. Say it.
I charge Neuron scooters. So they're Lime scooters, but orange ones, and no one knows what they are.
Great. All right. So that's a difficult thing to explain to people to start off with. So we'll come up with some better titles of this. Yes, what do you reckon?
I like you're a lime juicer, right?
Okay. There is a fear then, though, that they will think that you just juice limes for a living, which is probably a lesser profession than actually charging scooters.
True.
You know, Shania?
Yeah, and I feel like a traitor because they're like our competition.
They are.
Oh.
Shania, here's a line you can use. When you meet someone at a bar or on a first date and they go, what do you do for a living? Say, I work in electrical transportation power replacement.
Jeez.
I'll try remember that.
They'll say, wow, Shania, you must be making so much money. What an amazing job
that
title.
That does sound bougie.
Some texts that have come through here. Someone said they're an early childhood teacher.
Ooh, I don't think I have anything for that. What would you say?
I'd say if I'm an early childhood teacher and I was meeting someone, I'd go, what I do for a living is that I mould the future leaders of this world.
Love that. Shape young minds.
Exactly.
Kind of sounds a bit creepy, though. I shape young minds.
It sounds a little bit like your Professor Xavier from the X-Men.
Yeah. Someone takes it through a bailiff. What is a bailiff?
That's someone who works in the courts, right? And they try and like get money back from people.
Oh, well, I've written down for that. Yaz's worst nightmare. That's what I would describe it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, that might be Baycorp. That's all right. Someone who sticks in a mental health worker, I'd say I'm a specialist in the human mind.
Ooh, I like that.
Immediately, so much more impressive.
That's quite cool. And that actually is true.
And here's one. This is a common one, a forklift driver. Forklift driver, right? How can you spin that?
I would say an operator of the most intricate and crucial piece of equipment.
I would say a machine specialist in the vertical and horizontal movement of temperature reduction technology. This is from someone specifically who said they're a forklift driver for Cool Store.
I love that.
For Cool Store Rolleston.
Someone said, I used to work at a funeral home for 5 years and I was their graphic designer designing the service sheets and the photo tributes. You know what I'd say to that?
Yeah.
Design documents that encompass the essence of someone's life.
Great. See, it's just little ways you can spice it up to not trick people into thinking you're better than you are, but just fool them for a small period.
Radio hosts, brightening people's days, or trying to, at least.
Thanks for listening to the Edge Afternoons Catch-Up Podcast. If you like these guys, make sure you check out the Edge Breakfast Podcast too for some more high-quality lols.